Well, the boys in blue, St. Martin. Martin's getting a couple more runs for Scott Leeser as we make our way to the top of the seventh inning. And Kelvin Kultoff, the first to face Leeser, takes the ball outside in 1-0. Here in the seventh, it'll be Kultoff, Eskew, and Distal. There's a strike called in 1-1. Kirby, we go back to just last inning, and I look at the base runners that scored as the pitch coming to Kultoff, strike two. I mean, there was a strikeout. He reached first base, and then there was the error. Both of those runs scored, and that ball comes right back to the net, right near us and probably near the scoreboard operator.
Yeah, so Mr. New maybe saw his life flash before his eyes to our left. But, yeah, Randy, you talk about Brinker. The Martins are hitting the ball, but he had to get five outs last inning, you know, with the strikeouts and the guy reaching and then the drop pop-up in right center where it's in a game like this, you can't give away that many freebies.
One hopper to Tanner Arson over at second. Tanner picks it up, throws to first, and a 4-3 putout. I bet you Tanner will vote, I want hops like that all the time.
Take that over that medium hop I saw earlier.
So one out, Colin Eskew to the plate. Colin 0 for 2 today. Bounced into a double play in his last at bat. Here's a fly ball to center field. Zach Moritz coming in, battling the wind, and dives at the last second to make the catch for the out. And boy, that wind, Kirby, I mean, we're feeling it in the press box here, but it is knocking the ball everywhere.
I mean, he's played outfield. You know, he's played a good left field for the Martins all season and stuff when Brian Schlungen's catching. And he looked like he has it measured, and all of a sudden at the end there, it's like, shoot, I'm not going to get to this thing. I gotta run harder, and I got to dive.
Here's Distal looping a single over the head of Kyle Leeser in a two-out single for Distal, who's now 1-for-3 today.
The bottom of the Rocky order was 0-for-9 with 9 strikeouts, or excuse me, 0-for-6 with 6 strikeouts, and a lot of fastballs, so Distal came in there, and he thought to himself right away, I'm going to hack at this thing on 0-0.
TJ New to the plate, batting with two outs. Distal takes a small lead over at first as Scott Leeser comes home, and a swing and a miss by New, strike one. 7 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for the Martins, 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors for the Cold Spring Rockies. We're in the top of the 7th inning. Scott Leeser's pitch, and the strike call to TJ New. And the count at 0-2. The ball, it's 2 strikes. TJ, a left-handed hitter. And a swing and a miss. He's out on strikes. That'll end the Rocky 7th. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We have played 6.5 at St. Martin 7. The Cold Spring Rockies 1. We'll keep it right here as we want to recognize some of our Region 15C baseball sponsors. Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming, Central Minnesota Realty, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sock Center in Long Prairie, Meyer Gove Co-op and QPC Store, Darylin Supply of Sock Center, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, John Dold, Century 21, First Realtor, Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy, IPM of Wade Park, Shady's Long Shots, right off Highway 23 at Rich Spring Golf Course, and Westside Liquor in Wade Park. Bottom of the 7th inning, 7-1. St. Martin lead, Jalen Arsenal. He gets the bat for a third time. Came in as a replacement in the DH spot in the Martin lineup for Avery Schmitz. And Arsenal is 0-for-2 so far this afternoon. There's a strike called.
So clear to see the writing on the wall, Randy. Carl wanted Avery to hit against Bacchus and wanted Jalen to hit against Brinker.
Yep. 0-1 the count to Jalen Arsenal. Brinker pitch outside and the count 1-1. It'll be Spring Hill in New Munich. That's coming up that half hour to 40 minutes after this game is completed.
State qualifier dessert for us.
As the pitch ruled the ball and 2-1.
Put my Don Heinen hat on here for you. Did you get into an ice cream sandwich they got down there at all last weekend or this weekend?
Kirby, I did not yet.
Well, Got a little treat for you coming up between games.
Super good. Here's a Distal making a long run in foul ground going beyond the light towers, and Distal follows that one, making a catch and taking a bat away from Jalen Arsenal there.
Guy went, you know, I don't know, 40 yards, something like that. And we talked about the ground rules. You can run as far as you can as long as you get there, and that's what Sam did.
That's a long way.
He knows the park. His dad taught him the ground rules at a young age, and he went a long, long way, and you're in foul territory. Give it a shot on a dive, and he came up with it.
You bet. We're going to get Chaz Hennon. Hennon will pinch hit for Ryan Messer here in the seventh. Chaz Hennon. Takes some time, grabs his favorite bat, and now Chaz is into the box. Pitch the ball low to Chaz in 0-1, or 1-0.
Bricker came on in relief of Bacchus in the third inning. Gave up the three runs, none of which were earned, Randy.
There's a strike called. And one ball, one strike to Chaz Hennon.
Had the error in the fourth inning where the Martin scored two. Had the error in the sixth inning where the Martin scored two. Four runs he's allowed, none of which earned.
One ball, one strike. Pitch outside to Chaz, and the count, two balls and a strike. Two on the count.
Would you dub him the fastest pinch runner in Stearns County?
He's fast. Here's Hennon. Ground ball to the first base side, and the race to the bag. Hennon and Hennon and Brinker, and Hennon wins it, Kirby. How? What a setup.
Fitting. Fitting right there. He wasn't the pinch runner, but sometimes things just work out.
Seriously, that's good speed. That's I don't care. Speed. I mean, he beat Brinker to first base. Literally, it was fielded by the first baseman, and now Brinker, I don't know.
He slid to try to cover up there, so maybe Tom Ficker coming out of the dugout to check on him.
But Duffner didn't have a play, so he had to flip it.
And to think that Chaz beat it out, Randy, because he was kind of startled off the swing.
He
talks about that, how you swing and you hit it sometimes. It's like, well, where'd this go? And then you look at it, it's like, shoot, I got to get running. And so he had a late start, and he still beat it out. It's that speed you've been bragging about.
Chaz having Carl go over some signs again. One out. Bring Derek Cole to the plate. I think karma works for us every once in a while here on the radio, doesn't it?
Sometimes everything just falls into place.
It does. 7-1, Martins. Cole, fly ball to right field. Distal thought about chasing it, but that's going to go into the parking lot and out of play. Might be another job for Lewis Autobody and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming.
I don't think you can leave the park to go get a to go make a catch.
You can climb the ivy.
Yeah.
0-1 the count to Cole. Matthew Schlungen on deck. Pitch, here's a base hit by Derek in the left field. He's putting it in play, and the Martins picking up their 13th hit already.
He had a nice day out of that eight spot. Put him at 2-for-4, reached base all four times, reaching on an error and advancing on a strikeout in the sixth inning. And so now I guess it is a move because we see Trevor Lardy jogging in from the pen. So that'll be the afternoon for Jake Brinker, Randy.
All right, Mr. Brinker leaves and Lardy on in relief of Jake Brinker here in the seventh inning. As it is 7-1, St. Martin over the Cold Spring Rockies. We'll take a 30-second timeout.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor.
Pitching change, Trevor Lardy on for the Cold Spring Rockies. So the Rockies go right-hander, left-hander, and now back to the right-hander, and Lardy can throw hard.
Mixing looks, and here comes the heater as Lardy comes out of the pen with Hell's Bells on the radio. It's Trevor Hoffman coming in, Randy Rothstein. So it's tough. And, you know, we talked about how you save no bullets in an elimination game. You got to empty the chamber, try to get there. But in a game like that, there's no sense in saving Lardy and having Bricker fall on a sword for you, because there is no 5 o'clock game if you can't get past noon. So they're trying to keep it right here. They got six outs to play with in a six-run game.
Matthew Schlungen to the plate, the number 9 hitter for the Martins. Matthew 0 for 1 today, but 2 sacrifice bunts. Moving runners into scoring position, and now he swings away, pops this up in the infield. Infield fly being called. Newitt short makes the catch for the second out here in the inning.
Efficient right there from Trev out of the pen. And here's been the man today. KP into the batter's box. Randy scored twice, 3 RBIs. He's hit the ball hard and hit the ball far when he... You know, when he's gotten under it, it's still gone a long ways.
Yes, it has. Double back in the fourth inning. Now batting with Hennen at second and Cole over at first and two outs. Trevor Lardy's pitch and Kyle Faltz this to the net. That bounces back onto the field and the count 0-1. Martin scoring 3 runs in the third, 2 in the fourth, 2 in the sixth. They lead 7-1. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. They are the home team today here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. Leeser will take high for a ball in the count 1-1. Boy, look at that wind. A strong wind now blowing from left to right.
Coming in pretty good. We had a breeze up here earlier, but we look out at the flag, and the flag wasn't doing much, much like it is now that it's died down.
Leeser rips this one foul into the left field corner. That'll carry him off the side fence and roll into the field of play. Eskew retrieves it and back into the infield.
Ludwig still. Is he just? Oh, I guess there is someone down there with him. But Grant's been over there for about an inning and a half, two innings now.
It's Avery Schmitz warming him up down in the corner. Sartell Muskies beat Monticello today, 5-2 in Region 11C. So some local winners. Here's a shot up the middle. New has it at short. He'll flip to second and safe at second. Everybody's safe. That'll go as a fielder's choice for Kyle Leeser.
That was, New. It kind of ate him up on that medium hop, and by the time he fielded it, I don't think Jordan had the confidence that he was going to get Leeser up the line, so he tried getting the quick one to second. Cole running hard the whole way, Randy, and now they're loaded for Zach Moritz.
And Zach Moritz has stung the ball today.
Extra outs have not been the pal of the Rockies thus far.
Chaz Hennen, he is the base runner. Over at third base, Cole at second, Kyle Leeser at first, and Moritz delivers a single to right. That'll score 1. Here comes Cole, throw it to the plate, not in time, throw to second, and out at second is Zach Moritz, and that'll end the Martins' seventh inning, but they tack on 2 more runs. The RBI single by Zach Moritz scoring 2. 2 runs on 3 hits, no Rocky errors, and 1 man left on base. We played 7 in Cold Spring, 9-1. St. Martin over the Cold Spring Rockies. We're back in a minute.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota, and of course offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill.
Night. It is St. Martin leading the Cold Spring Rockies and taking us the rest of the way. It's Kirby Hamish.
Well, thank you, Randall. As Cold Spring down to their final 6 outs, it starts with Brady Lynn. Lynn to be followed by the top of the order, Alex Geisinger, Jordan New. Third look for Brady at Scott Leeser. His teammates have have picked up the slack with 9 runs, but he's been pretty doggone good today, Randy.
Gosh, he's been good. Yes, he has.
Gave up the run in the third inning. That was an unearned run as the first offering to Lynn. Popped up softly. Arsenal with the easy catch at second base for out number one. In that third, when the Rockies scored, it was a single for Alex Geislinger. Stole second. The throw from Brian Schlungen hitting either Kyle Leeser or the runner Geislinger. He ends up at third. Then an RBI single for Jordan New. And other than that, Cold Spring, New was at second in the first. They had Geislinger at second in the sixth. That's it. That's all they've got on base, really, is the first offering to Alex Geislinger on the ground to second. Arsenal has it eat him up, throw him in his knees. Not in time. Out at first base. Ooh. When it rains, it pours for the Rockies as good recovery, I guess, for Tanner Arsenal.
Yep.
And two away.
We'll call it a 4-3.
Umpire said out, so out is what we'll put. Two pitches, two outs. Jordan New into the batter's box. As first offering from Leeser, that is in there for a strike. No three-pitch inning here. That's Newsy taking on 0-0. Leeser's 0-1 pitch to Jordan. That off-speed pitch missing high. Evens it up at 1-1. New reached on an error and stole second in the first. Had that RBI knock in the third. Flew out to Kyle Leeser in short center in the sixth. 1-1 pitch. That's slashed foul by New. Jordan's in a hole at 1-2. Next strikeout for Leeser will be his 10th. As 1-2 the count, two away. Rockies down to their final four outs here as Leeser's 1-2 off-speed pitch. That's slashed foul, and that'll get out of play once again. Randy? Uh-oh. You calling Leo?
I have to get Jordan's phone number.
Swap insurance agents as the 1-2 pitch. That's fouled to the backstop. No harm to Blazers on that.
I don't know. I lost it. Hopefully it's not through the front windshield.
If it is, there wouldn't happen to be a auto detailer slash windshield replacer in beautiful downtown Farming, would there?
There probably is. Leo's auto body glass, yeah.
Leeser back. The 1-2 part three. That pitch hit right back up the gut. Leeser stuck his right foot out there, tried to knock it down. No chance for Scott as Jordan picking up his second hit of the day.
It is crazy, baseball players, just the instinctiveness to stop the ball, Kirby. I mean, you've seen pitchers try to stop it with a bare hand or infielders doing some crazy stuff. Scott tried to kick at that time.
Yeah, kick save and got past him. That would be a goal. Play Let's Go Crazy down at XL Energy Center as two away with a man on. David Jonas to the plate as Leeser runs inside with a fastball. DJ on the day, struck out in the first. That one's going to bug him for a while. He thought that was only strike two. A bounce out to short in the third, and a bounce out to third in the sixth. As Jonas is kind of grabbing his leg.
Kind of like a hip flexor.
On a ball. He didn't swing or anything. I don't know if he stepped out. The umpire's chatting with him right now. That's the last guy David wants to talk to right now. As he's back into the box. 1-0 the count. Leeser set, 1-0 pitch, that's in there for a strike, evens it up at 1-1. Winner of this game will play our late afternoon game today. State tournament seeding, as this pitch fouled at home plate by Jonas, he's in a hole at 1-2. Then the winner of that game will play Richmond for breakfast ball tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And the winner of that game will play in our region championship against Luxembourg at approximately 1:30 tomorrow afternoon.
It all become clearer after that game and that game.
Correct.
And that game, right?
that and that.
Yeah.
Unmuddy those waters a little bit. Leeser set. Long pause at the belt. 1-2. Cut on and miss. Jonas out on strikes. 10 punch-outs for Scott Leeser. And that does it for Cold Spring here in the eighth. They score no runs on one hit. No St. Martin Airs. One runner left on base. 7.5. 9-1 in favor of St. Martin. Leeser in cruise control. We're on to the bottom of the eighth in a minute on Chasm Radio.
Stony Creek Dairy is a 5-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these 5 generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-body flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments. Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams.
Bottom eight we go. Paul Martins here on your Saturday as 9-1 our score. Kultoff out from behind the plate. Duffner and Jonas over from the corners to talk with Lardy to start our inning, Randy. Is Trevor, did someone grab something? Or?
Yeah, I don't know.
Brian Schlungen's ready to hit. They're not waiting on players or anything. I see Andrew Aller out of the Rocky dugout.
What that conversation is all about.
He's got his hands on his hip like, what are you doing? Get on the mound and throw. As Lardy ready to rock. First offering from Trevor that is on the corner for a strike.
Brian's got a couple hits today, Kirby. 2-for-4 at the plate.
Nice day for Brian. Had that 2 RBI single last time up in the sixth as Trevor's one strike pitch. That'll hit Brian. There's that tough wrestler again, Randy. Mm-hmm. Taking the plunk as he's aboard for the 1-2-3 third time this afternoon.
Now they have pinch run for Brian once already. Michael Schlungen pinch ran for him. So Brian's got to stay in the ballgame if he wants to stay in the ballgame.
You want to catch? Stay in there.
That's right.
The Ring Tanner Arsenal to the plate. It was a funny conversation with Brian as first pitch to Arsenal in there for a strike. I talked to him after the Luxembourg-St. Martin game. And out of the 8 teams who played 2 games last weekend, Brian was the only catcher who didn't catch both games. And I said to him, jokingly, knowing that Zach Moritz is a Division II baseball player who was there's Schlungen bluffs a steal, this pitch fouled back, knowing, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek that Moritz was a Lions All-Star, and again, he's going to Bemidji State to play baseball. And I was like, what's your deal? Can't catch them both anymore? And he said, no, I mean, it's just, you know, it's easier. But Brian, with a comment of the night saying, it stinks, I can't let him as he takes off way. Look at the jump right there. Man. Swing and a miss from Arsenal as he's out on strikes, but Schlungen steals second on just a jump and a half. As buttoning up the story, I can't let the kid catch half the games and then come regions time say, I'm catching all the games.
That's true. Yeah.
As just the only way Brian could say it, too, just that, like, well, I'd love to catch every regions game, but that's not really fair, being he caught half the games during the year. So he's aboard at second now. Brady Goble to the plate. First offering to Brady. That is missing low for a ball. Goble today. Single in the second inning. 2 RBI single in the third inning. Single in the fifth inning. Flew out to right in the sixth. So 3-for-4 from Brady Goble.
Couple RBIs.
Name in the hat for the Hats. As Lardy set. 1-0 offering. That is popped up. Short center field. New's going to go back. On comes Eskew in left. Eskew will call off Jordan. And he'll make the catch as good communication skills right there between the Rockies shortstop and left fielder and two away.
That's after playing with that for 8 innings, Kirby, they kind of got the hang of it. We got to chase those balls.
Yeah, and don't give up on it because let's put it away. We've had enough miscues in the field as Avery Schmitz is going to re-enter and bat here for Jalen Arsenal with the righty back in. Avery is back into the box as Schmitz swing and a miss. Like we talked about, if it's in there, those hands are coming.
They are.
One strike the count. As Lardy set. One strike pitch that's missing down and away. Now 1-1.
If you're just picking up our broadcast this afternoon, we're getting close to 2 o'clock. We might be right on 2 o'clock. You're listening to KASM Albany, 1150 AM, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and we're streaming online at mychasm.com.
Schmitz popping this one up. This will twist foul. Jonas has a play. Jonas makes the play to retire Avery Schmitz. And that does it for the Martins in the eighth. No runs on no hits. There were no errors. Runner left on. Rockies, last wraps. They need to score 8 to extend the game. They've got 3 outs to do it. You'll hear it in a minute on KESM.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority. With offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
Last chance for the Cold Spring Rockies, and there's a new pitcher on the mound, Randall.
Yes, indeed. The draftee from Lake Henry, Grant Ludwig. He's donning his blue and white apparel today. Almost blends right in with the Martin blue.
And he went to go warm up.
I know. Like, Who's five?
Well, why is Derek Cole warming up? He never pitches for these guys, does he? Oh, that's Grant Ludwig.
Yeah. So he did as close as he could to color match, and he'll get the ninth inning for St. Martin. Now, Grant Ludwig, Kirby, pitched a little bit last weekend, too, didn't he?
He had a very nice outing coming in between. Oh no, he ended the game. He ended up taking the loss. He threw the eighth and ninth.
Yeah, pitched an inning and a third.
Yeah, he relieved Leaser in the eighth and then threw the ninth. Oh no, he started the eighth and the ninth that third comes from, he only got the one out because they were walked off.
Truth got the walk off
yeah,
on him.
Yep. After the error in center. So it'll be Austin Duffner, Calvin Kaltoff, Colin Eskew scheduled to hit as Ludwig's first offering, missing for a ball. Tip of the cap to Scott Leaser as he goes eight today, Randy, allowing one run that was unearned, giving him on the tournament. So that would give him 19 and two-thirds, giving up three runs, one of which were earned, and 27 strikeouts in 19 and two-thirds. Not bad, Scotty. 3-0 offering from Ludwig. Attaboy. Duffner letting it eat on 3-0. Swings up or comes up empty. With the swing, moving our count to 3-1. Ludwig, the right-hander, right back, off-speed pitch, missing high for a ball. What Scott Leaser didn't do was give away free bases on the walk, Randy, and that's why Ludwig starts it today.
You bet. Duffner working himself a walk. Yeah, Leaser did not walk a man, did not hit a man, had given up just the five hits and the one run. And that's what you do. You don't give those extras as a pitcher, and your team is going to be in a good position to win a ball game.
Well, if there's any example to give today, it's what extra bases will do. And St. Martin was given a lot of extra bases today from the Rockies, and they took advantage. This was not an eight-run game, but when you start having those miscues, Randy, things snowball, and that's how we got to 9-1 right now. New Munich Spring Hill, they'll be ready to take the glorious diamond here in Cold Spring. 1-1 offering from Ludwig. That misses up and in. See that cheapskate in center field, not willing to pay $7?
I do. Through the opening in center.
The 2-1 pitch, Kaltoff fouls to the netting. Now 2-2. That could be, a member of the Cold Spring baseball facility for all I know. It was just always bugged me. People used to stand in that hole right by where Sam Distel caught that ball too.
Sure.
Watch the game there. It's like, come on. 2-2 pitch popped up over for a look and right is Schlungen. As I say that, and I'm corrected by our public address announcer and head groundskeeper John Atchison, Randy, there's a car parked there, and there's a guy standing right by that hole over in right.
Oh, yeah.
Freeloader. 2-2 the count.
Well, David Jonas will go take care of him after the game. Right?
I'll get unsalty between games, folks. I'm sorry. As the 2-2 pitch just missing, and that'll fill it up at 3-2. When you have an 8-run lead and you come in, you want to throw strikes. Ludwig's had some control issues here thus far through his first two batters. As Kaltoff back in, Duffner aboard at first. Nobody out as the payoff pitch. That's laced right there by Kaltoff. That's going to twist into the left field corner. A slide by the left fielder Cole, going first to third is Duffner. Kaltoff slides in safely with a double. Cold Spring going down with some fight right now as they get to the first two men on.
Calvin ripped that down the left field line. And, yeah, nice stop down there by Cole. Keep Duffner from scoring all the way from first.
Yeah, if that gets into the corner, Duffner circles the pads. First offering in there for a strike to Colin Eskew. Eskew had a nice weekend last weekend. Hitless thus far today. As the one strike pitch, that misses. Oh, excuse me. Friday night strike as it clips the corner right there. 0-2. O2 offering from Ludwig. Pitch missing for a ball. Dylan Adams listening in his garage. Randy, after the first two men reach here for Cold Spring. You know, Dylan, a proud Stearns County League South member. He said, keep those cleats on, Scott, after the first two guys got on. As the 1-2 pitch missing. Now 2-2. You manage and I manage. And when you take the pitcher out with that lead, you can take your cleats off. Then all of a sudden it's like, hold on a second.
Yeah.
You can leave him on for a little bit. 2-2 pitch. That's hit in the air. Caught at second base by Arsenal. Sharply hit by Eskew, but right at Tanner Arsenal. One of those days for Cold Spring, huh, Runtz?
Yeah, it is one of those days for the Rockies. I mean, they've hit it hard at Martins today. They've had some bad breaks. But if you're Grant Ludwig on the mound right now, Kirby, that was a big out.
Yeah.
I mean, you put the first two guys on, but now you get an out, and maybe you give them a little confidence.
Distal fouling the first pitch off. Sammy D, 1-for-3 on the day. Sharp single his last time up. But, yeah, you talk about coming in, and I just think being a draftee would be so just the pressure you put on. I remember talking to Dale Schrader last year. His son Tyler was drafted by Lake Henry, and Tyler ended up throwing a good chunk of that game where they beat Midway. Dale said he was more nervous during those innings than he was ever as a manager for the Flames because – if you lose for your team, you know, so be it. That's the way she goes. But all of a sudden now you get the pressure on you for someone else. That's where it's like, oh, gosh, just be good, please. As he once pitched to Distal, curled in nicely right there from Ludwig after a quick chat from Kyle Leeser at shortstop. 0-2 the count. As Ludwig right back, full windup, 0-2. Cut on and missed. And Schlungen has the ball kick away from him. Brian retrieves it, flips it to Goble. Out at first is Distal with his third strikeout of the day.
That's a great play by Brian. He's chasing that ball down the first baseline, and while he's looking at the ball, he's looking out of the corner of his left eye at Duffner to see if Duffner's coming home.
He is. I always said in a situation like this, uh-oh. Randy, I haven't seen you move like that since 1992.
Yeah, that one didn't quite make the eye.
Okay. Out of balls on the mound. But in a situation like that, you know Brian did look at the runner, but at that point you can let them score to go get that out.
Right.
Outs for runs is how I used
that's
to
true.
Used
that's
to quantify
true.
It. As that pitch taps softly to Ludwig. Grant Fields throws to first, and for the 14th time in their history, the St. Martin Martins are headed to the State Amateur Baseball Tournament with a 9-1 victory, eliminating the Cold Spring Rockies here on your Saturday afternoon. Congratulations, Carl Leeser and the Martins. For the Rockies in the ninth inning, they scored no runs on one hit. There were no errors, two runners left on base. There it is, 9-1, our final in favor of San Martín. We'll put a bow on it and set you up for game two coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo or Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Welcome back. KSN Post Game Show right here on your Saturday. Randy, three seats at the table have been claimed. One more to go in the latest entrant into the state tournament, the St. Martin Martins.
Unbelievable. St. Martin, they put their hitting shoes on today, Kirby, pounding out 14 hits off of three Rocky pitchers this afternoon. And, you know, at first it was the Rockies taking that 1-0 lead, but the Martins got three in the bottom of the third inning.
And right after
And I ask you, at that point, I said, is that enough for Scott Leeser, that 3-1?
Yeah.
And it was.
It was
like Leeser got the okay now. I'm going to mow him down for the rest of the game. And pretty much he did, Kirby, because – the Rockies got very few hits on Scott Leeser after that third inning.
Geislinger doubled in the sixth. That is the farthest a Rocky got. Fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. That's the farthest anyone got. Alex Geisler got that double to lead off the sixth inning. He didn't advance from that double. And I said it on the air, and you kind of alluded to it right there. He just kind of got into cruise control and just kept attacking. You know, the Rockies, as we had alluded to, they're missing a couple starters today, but that's not Scott Leeser's problem. He threw to the nine that were scheduled to hit, and that big leg kick off to the state tournament for the Martins, and he was great. He was fantastic today.
Yeah, and it works against St. Martin, against the Cold Spring Rockies too a little bit. You know, they don't play St. Martin, but they know who Scott Leeser is.
They faced him in the state tournament when he was drafted by Farming.
Yeah, they know who he is, and they know what he's got. And so all of a sudden, being down 3-1, does that start affecting you maybe defensively a little bit? Does that mess with your concentration? Well, we saw it. It turned into runs, more runs for St. Martin. All of a sudden, they get two more in that inning. The next, the fifth inning, two more in the sixth inning, and all of a sudden, we're 9-1.
And that's the pressure that a guy who was compensated to throw a baseball once upon a time puts on you, that you can't give away the free bases. You got to be good. You got to be sharp, and the Rockies were not today as unofficial totals, Randall.
For the Martins, 9 runs, 14 hits. They committed 3 errors. They left 8 men on base. And for the Rockies, 1 run, 6 hits. They committed 2 errors, left 7 on base. Winner and starting pitcher, Scott Leeser, goes 8 today. Grant Ludwig comes on in the ninth. We'll also go to starter Eli Backes with Jake Brinker in the third and Trevor Lardy in the seventh.
14 hits for the Martins, Randy. Leeser, Kyle, that is, with 2 in the leadoff spot. 1 for Moritz. 2 for Schlungen, Tanner Arsenal with 2, Brady Goble with 3, you get 2 from Ryan Messer, you get 2 from Derek Cole, and you get,
2 sacrifice
two bunts. So team effort right there. It wasn't just, you know, did KP take over? No. Kyle had a great game, but they were pretty good, 1-9 today.
Up and down the lineup, they all made contributions.
Sorry to step on your toes there, but let's take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back with the Chasm Cap Award show coming up in 1 minute right here on Chasm Radio.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Our automotive journey began when Dwayne Gilliland was hired as a service tech at a dealership. Dwayne worked his way up to service manager and then to general manager. He told the owner that he'd hoped to own his own dealership, so the employer helped Dwayne achieve his dream and worked with him to secure the purchase of Bastion Chevrolet in 1986. Dwayne and Karen, along with their young children, Christy and Grant, moved from Grand Forks to St. Cloud to begin living the dream of owning a Chevrolet dealership, Gilliland Chevrolet. Currently, Christy and Grant have grabbed a hold of the family business torch and continue to live by their father's principles and traditions. Please join us for our 35th anniversary celebration and car show. Enjoy beautiful classics, live music, games, food, and more. The Gilliland family and team are so grateful for your support over the past 35 years and look forward to celebrating with you on August 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. All makes and models welcome. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Gilliland makes the difference.
Welcome back. Cold Spring Baseball Park. We're putting a bow on game one. It was a 9-1 victory for St. Martin. And Randy, the chasm cap of the game, goes to no stranger to some late August heroics, the Martin shortstop, Kyle Leeser. He was stinging the ball today, turned a nice double play, scored two runs, three RBIs. He was real good again.
On base four times today, had a double, reached on an error, reached on a fielder's choice that, I mean, the Rocky infield didn't know what to do with, and everybody was safe. So, yeah, getting it done not only at the plate but in the field too. Kyle had a couple nice plays in the field today for the St. Martin Martins, so he's going to wear that coveted chasm hat.
Not an easy call. Scott Leeser was great. We already gave him a hat, but Scott Leeser was great. Brady Goble had a good game. Derek Cole had a good game, but we go with Kyle Leeser. Congratulations to Kyle. Game brought to you by our sports boosters, Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy, IPM of Wade Park, Shady's Long Shots, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, Al Rosa Lumber Company, Greenwald Pub, Al Rosa Green and Feed, Pep's Pork, B&S Excavating, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet, Promotional Resources Incorporated, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber, True Value in Melrose, as well as we have our broadcast brought to you by Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Trapper's Pub and Grub, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming. Randy has that number queued up for Monday. Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, the Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Dairyland Supply and Sock Center, Ecker Feed Service, New Munich, and John Dold, Century 21 First Realty. Randy, what are we doing between games back at the shop with Scott?
Well, back at the shop with Scott, I believe they've got Birthday Club coming up here on KASM. And Scott will let you know who's won our Birthday Club here on KASM. So, Scott, I'm sure there's other things to do. We'll let you take it away. We'll be back in about a half hour.
All righty, sounds good. Thank you, Randy and Kirby, for bringing us that play-by-play action once again. Doing another all-dayer here. Three games today instead of four, but still tough on the voice nonetheless. And congratulations to St. Martin for yet another victory out on the diamond. What we're going to do here, we're going to take a short little break. We have some ads to get through, and when we come back, we'll have your funeral announcements after these messages.
Rock the Prairie on Saturday, September 11th. Gates open at 2 p.m. Music by the Honey Badgers, Diamondback, and Hitchville. Get your tickets and camping passes at rocktheprairie.org. Brought to you by Central Minnesota Realty, Matt Imdick, Guardian Pharmacy, Baymont Hotel, and KASM KDDG Radio.
Used cars and trucks are a big